Hi, I'm Jeremy Kelly, Senior Program Manager on the OneDrive and SharePoint Developer Platform team. Whether you're building solutions targeting Office 365 or building an integration for consumer OneDrive, Microsoft Graph offers an easy and consistent API that you can use to access data. Today, I'm going to walk through the basics of what OneDrive and SharePoint offer you through Microsoft Graph, some of the actions you can take on your data, and of course, where you should go to get started. Before we dive into the APIs, I want to share with you some resources that I find incredibly helpful when I'm working with Microsoft Graph myself. Whenever I'm working with Graph, this is my starting point for the day, and it's home to my favorite resources, the Graph Explorer and the documentation. Graph Explorer is a tool I'll be using to show you what's possible with the OneDrive and SharePoint APIs in Microsoft Graph. It's a great collection of sample code and lets you try out your graph calls in a framework and environment agnostic way. The documentation is something I always have handy. Whether I'm looking up the parameters I can pass to a graph call or just looking at what data is available to me, the documentation is indispensable. You may be thinking of OneDrive as the place to store your personal files. In my case, it's my music collection. Or you might immediately think of OneDrive for Business, where you can store all your work files. Both of those are great answers, but since we're developers, the answer is of course more nuanced than that. In the Microsoft Graph, OneDrive is primarily represented by drives and drive items. And importantly, drives are everywhere files exist. So the traditional spaces I already mentioned, those are drives. Team sites and SharePoints, those have drives. Groups or teams, those have drives too. Let's take a look at some of the ways that we can get a drive and look at its contents. The first thing I'm going to do is add the OneDrive and SharePoint samples that we're going to use to the sample list. I do that by clicking on Show More Samples and just switching them on. With Graph Explorer, I can either use a set of sample data we provide, or I could sign in and use my live data, which is great when I'm experimenting or debugging. We're going to stick with the sample data today. One of the most basic things I might want to do is get the list of files in my drive. If we take a look at what Graph Explorer just did for us, it populated a URL into the bar on top and gave us the results in the response preview below. If I were doing something more complicated, I could provide the body of the request and even the headers. Looking at the URL it provided, there are a few important components to look at. After the version specification, it includes /me/drive. That tells Graph that I want my drive regardless of path. Even better, it doesn't matter whether I'm logged into my OneDrive for Business or OneDrive Personal account. It will return me the right drive based on my user context. Looking down at the sample data, I can see in the web URL and in the parent reference that this is OneDrive for Business data. But for most operations, that won't matter to me when I'm programming against the API. Each of the items shown in the data, whether it's a folder or a file, is a drive item. Most of the actions I might want to do tend to be things I do on a drive item. I can upload and download files, get sharing links, modify permissions, and much more. Check the documentation to find more things you can do, and be sure to let us know on User Voice if there's something you want to do but you don't see available. The next two samples in the list show me some really useful things that start to add some intelligence to my integrations. I can get the files I've recently used, or the files that have been shared with me. In both of these cases, the files may not actually live inside of my drive, but that doesn't matter. Because if we look at the data, I'm going to see a remote item section that allows me to access the file wherever it lives, even if it's a reference. In some cases, my drive items may have additional facets of information based on their type. For example, photos or videos will have extended properties that I can read that are type specific. Now that we know that we can get files and folders, let's talk about SharePoint. SharePoint is many things to many people. It's a place you go to collaborate in team sites. It's a place you go to find your internet portals and get access to vital information you may need to do your job. Today, we allow you to access some basic building blocks of SharePoint through the Microsoft Graph. Sites, lists and document libraries, and list items are all available. Let's go back over to Graph Explorer and see what we can find that would be useful to us. Everything in SharePoint lives in a site somewhere. So the first thing I can do is either get the default site for my tenant or do a simple search for a site. If I knew the ID of the site, I could also access it directly. Let's do the search scenario. In this case, we searched for Contoso. That gave us back a set of both site collections and subsites. Once I see the one I want, I can take its ID and we can start accessing the resources underneath it. Let's use this first one and see what lists it has. That's as easy as adding slash lists to the URL after I've added the ID. One thing I can see in the sample data that came back is that these lists are using the document library template. Document libraries are special in that they are both lists, which means I can work with the columns and metadata that might be applied to the items in them, and drives, because they contain files and folders. Depending on whether I want to do file things to the items or SharePoint things, I might need to think in either of those contexts. Let's look at this document library as a list first. Just as I could easily add slash lists to get the lists, I can add slash items to get the items in the list I'm looking for. Luckily, when I'm working with a list item that represents a file in a document library, I can turn it into a drive item just by adding slash drive item to the URL. Here's the first item as a list item. And here it is as a drive item. It's easy for me to go back and forth to do everything I need with a file in SharePoint. As we start to look at more advanced scenarios, we can do things like update the columns in a site, work with content type information, and much more. Take a look at the documentation as you explore the API to help find all SharePoint has to offer in Microsoft Graph. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Today we looked at the very basics of working with OneDrive and SharePoint data through Microsoft Graph. As you explore, you'll find even more depth to what is currently available, and the team is continuing to add new APIs to allow you to fulfill even more scenarios. The most important things to remember are Graph Explorer, documentation, and of course, we're listening on user voice for suggestions if you find something missing. Happy coding!